We're recording.
Okay, gentlemen, would you please raise your right hand? Will you, the members of the County Board of the Equalization of Taney County, Missouri, solemnly swear that you will discharge your duties according to law as members of the above-named board to the best of your ability, so help you God?
I do.
Okay, I have each sign. Do I have a nomination for chairman?
I would nominate Jeff.
Do I have a second or another second. Nomination? We have a second. Any other nominations? Nominations closed. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, you're stuck with it, Jeff.
Thank you.
We love you.
Well, I appreciate
that. Is this our first one pulled up?
Not yet.
Not yet. Everybody, this, you know Wesley, and this is Stephanie Spencer. She is in training.
Awesome.
And since we have so few, we wanted her in here for everything. Because we need backup in our office for everything that we do. So we're going to be starting with 2018-1. And they'll be pulling that up on the screen there. I am showing Jeffrey and Janet Young, 425 Lake Branch Road, Clover, Missouri. They have a commercial property. Property assessed values might be low currently, just don't adjust all at once. Purchase price was $90,000 back in 1989. It was a normal sale. Cost of improvements, I'm not sure if that is... $210,000? I'm not sure what that is. Hard to read. We have it on for appraised $103,184.
Where's it at? Do you have the map?
Yes.
So I'm Jeff Young.
Oh, well, come on up, Jim.
I bought that in...
if you'll come up here to the mic, capture everything.
Okay. You had that piece of paper up there on the...
You what?
The one that you had up on the screen.
This sheet? Is this the one you're asking?
Yes, that's
the
one.
Would you put his application up there? Is that what you want?
Yes, I bought it in 89, I believe, and it was $90,000 from the original owners and builders. And the cost... of improvements was $40,000 to renovate it, to get it up to code and everything I needed to do. That was a long time ago. And that's it on that one. It's on Main Street in downtown.
It's my understanding that you're not concerned about the value that's been placed on it now. You're concerned about an incremental jump of some sort.
That's it. Just to cut to the chase is that, 70% increase. Yeah. And why I say that is the 70% increase, like I say, I've owned that property and property in downtown and throughout the counties here. I've never had that increase. That's a lot. And you're right. As Chuck and I have talked before about this, the appraised value from the county, I wouldn't sell it for that. None of those would be that way. And all the properties that I have in Green, Christian, Jackson, none of them are there.
The assessors had a mandate from the state tax commission to try to get all the properties up to date, and so I mean obviously we can't predict the future, but we don't believe that it's going to jump that percentage again. This is just kind of a catch-up. Is that correct? Am I wrong?
Exactly right.
So you've benefited for quite a while, and I don't see any thing that's going to jump 70% again, certainly, because I think they're trying to get everything up to date and on a more regular basis assessed. So as far as we know, but we can't predict the future, but as far as we know, we have no reason to believe it's going to be jumping up.
But is your concern about the future, or is your concern that it's
going to
jump now?
Well, a lot of things. The 70% jump all at once. And for some of those, yeah, you just had it up there, an aerial of it, is some of the other landowners that most of the time it's rented out. It's income-producing property. They rent them out. If they have a lease, and their lease doesn't have any adjustments for that, you know, it'll become a hardship for some of them. You know, and I talked to a lot of the landowners around there, and, you know, I mentioned what's going on here. They're just too busy or whatever. Like Steve Hartley, that's a good example. Steve, he doesn't have time to come over here and fight all this. He would, but there's nothing felt like that. He just wanted to get his voice heard. And right across the street would be Linda Wilson. That's Linda Wilson there, the alley. Is she going to get the same? She knows that I've come here, the 70% increase. And that's it, just the fact that a lot of these renters, and right across the big building, right across to the left of the one you just clicked on, that's Mary Lou Ball. And there isn't anything in that lease that states for this increase. And yes, have I taken advantage of the fact that our appraised values are low? Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I bought down there.
Right.
That's right. And just like why I bought in downtown Springfield.
Right.
Because the appraised values, and I saw an increasing property values, and that's my advantage. I go where there's an advantage as an investor.
Right.
And I will say this also is, speaking of Greene County, I have a building very similar to the one that I've got here on Walnut Street. It's an old building. It's got an upstairs right next, if anybody knows anything, but it's right next to the Black Sheep in downtown.
Sure.
The variance, and there also, the properties that the county's assessed and their appraised value is less than what you'd sell on the market. But the variance between what you'd sell on the market and what it's assessed at is greater than it is here.
Why do you think that would be, Chuck?
I don't know. Well, he probably didn't look into Greene County.
Yeah.
The only reason I know that is because I've got property in Greene and Christian in other counties.
And you could have said that about our county last year. You could have made that same statement last year as far as this increase.
Okay. Chuck, as far as these, or all these properties, you assess all these around that this year? So all of them have the same?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not just,
Mrs.
it's not just
that Jeff mentioned, yeah, called her last morning. And,
right.
Yes. And it's, I mean, everybody's got the same feeling.
Yeah.
Nobody likes your taxes to go up.
What was the assessment last year?
Last year it was $60,189.
And this year it's $103,184?
Yeah. 70-something% increase.
Sure.
I think he's just concerned that you might have this jump every year or something. I think it's...
Well, and just like when our economy went in the tank, I didn't say, well, why didn't my assessed values go down? I didn't do that because I knew that was already low, and we didn't, so nobody around there argued with that because we knew we were down there. But if you're trying to swim with the market, then you're going to, when it goes up, you go up. When it goes down, you better pull her down. So if you stay at that constant and move it up a little bit, that's kind of where we're at with it. I know it's probably not a very good argument, but that's my argument. From your end of the point, and from his point, it's probably not a good argument. But from my standpoint, as a landowner and investor, that is a darn good argument.
Well, Jeff, I'm not sure that the statutory framework allows us to to give you any assurances about whether it's going to go up. All we can tell you is that there's been this mandate, and he's assessed everybody, and we don't have any. He's trying to catch it all up so that the whole county's treated on the same basis, and so you've just been caught up, so to speak, but it's still low. So from what I understand, you're not complaining about the...
No, I'm not complaining that... No, I'm not what Chuck did there. I'm not complaining about it. Just all of a sudden, it's like, wow.
If
you've got to make major adjustments, and that trickles down. It trickles down to...
If there are hardships, the state has a program with credits if there's hardship cases. But other than that, I don't know if we can really do anything from that standpoint, from assurances from the future, other than tell you what's been happening and why we don't think it's going to ever jump up 70% again.
I would agree. I mean, you bought it for $90,000
in 1987? That was probably a little
89.
High. 89. That was a little high at the time.
And that was high at the time.
Mm-hmm. From the maidens.
Yeah. I mean, Branson was having a good time in 1989.
I think it was 89 is when I bought it. It was 88, 89 right in there when I bought that building down here. And I did. I bought it for 90 from the maidens. And that was a little high. As an investor, only reason I did that because I knew that Branson, because in my building, the upstairs that we renovated, that's where we designed and prepared Miltellis's.
Okay, neat.
Because right behind us is where Melvin Hall's office was.
I just think if you looked at it over the course of 1989, which I was a sophomore in high school at that time, to today, and you span that out over incrementally from 1989 to today, that would be almost no increase of a value. If you took true value, which Missouri is a non-disclosure state, so we don't have a disclosure on that you paid $90,000 and that didn't automatically get sent to the assessor to say, okay, we're going to assess the taxes upon what he paid for that property.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a non-disclosure state, so and I'm a proponent of being a non-disclosure state. Mr. Pennell may not be, but it'd make his job a lot easier, but I promise you, you're way far ahead, and I would say that's the...
But that's my advantage and why I came to Branson, and that's why I bought in other places. You're looking for that advantage. I got everything.
The challenge is, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Chuck, but is that there had not been an assessment for quite some time, or any type of new assessment on there for quite some time. And there hasn't been an increase.
I just know what I pay and what it's assessed at, but I will say this.
So there has been a jump. So there has been a little bit more of a dramatic jump this last assessment. I get calls for folks about houses as well, and there's some a little bit more dramatic increase recently than what had been. But there's still, not all the time, that's why we're here, to see, what is the current evaluation to what is, whether from an income standpoint or just from a property comparable standpoint, is that within the bounds? And is there any, so there's really, I don't see anything that we can do with the current one, but, moving forward, I mean, I outside of a dramatic upswing in valuations for the market, I mean, it's hard to tell the future, but I can't see another 40% increase.
And Mr. Young,
40. I got a 70.
Okay.
Yeah, another 7. If I understand it though, Mr. Young, you're not disagreeing with the value that's been assessed, so
no,
it would
be
okay if we approved that value that's been assessed.
No, I'm not, I just don't want it to go up that much. That's what I'm trying to get to.
And again, I don't know about the future, but based on what's happened and the fact that it's just being caught up, I don't anticipate, as you said, unless there's suddenly the prices in downtown Branson triple or something like that. I can't see this.
Won't that new gondola kind of make the prices just go through the roof that might happen?
Never know.
I look for every advantage I can get. If anything happens around there, that's why I'm invested.
Sure, sure.
Well, that's why I've stayed there.
And if it does upswing, you're going to have a lag in time until it gets caught up here. So I mean, you're still going to benefit.
Well, like I say, the whole thing, I didn't bring a lot of paperwork and everything with that, but I would say that the only thing is, yeah, the assessed value of 103, I wouldn't sell it for that. I wouldn't sell any of my property in any county for what they've got it assessed at.
Okay.
But it's just never has it gone up 71%. And this is Lee Summit. I've got them at Lee Summit, and I bought it in downtown Springfield when you could just, they'd give you those buildings.
I suspect the tax commission is going around to not only our county, but several other ones that have been way behind the curve. Yeah, you know, just as far as trying to get stuff caught up. And just, so.
Well, I did bring some numbers for Chuck, and I looked at a building that was similar. In a similar situation, in what kind of market is it in? And the one that comes closest to mind is the one on Walnut Street in downtown. And let me give you some numbers here. Is its appraised value from the county is $162,000. The latest actual appraisal from a bank is $305,000. See the difference there?
Well, Mr. Young, maybe I can help clarify this for you a little bit. We can't, by our mandate from the State Tax Commission, we can't base our decision based on the amount of the increase. We can only base it on what the value is. In other words, it may have gone up 120%, but if that's what the value is today as far as the assessed value, and it hadn't been assessed in a while, we just have to look whether that value is reasonable in comparison to everything around you. We just based on the percentage, my understanding of our mandate is that's not really something we can do anything about, that there's that sudden jump. We just have to look at your property and whether or not right now it's worth the assessed value that he has given it. In other words, you follow me here, in other words, whether it went up 100% or 10% or whatever it is, that's not something we can really, we take it into consideration when we're valuing your property. But what our mandate is that we value it as it is right now. Is that fair enough, guys? So, I mean, that's what...
Well, they can send that to me. They can do this all from Jeff City.
Well...
They just say, hey, we needed to pull it up 10%, 20% across the board. We don't even need an assessor.
And I don't... I'm not going to tell you I'm an expert on valuation. I'm not. So, I just... But I do know what we can and can't do to an extent. So, I don't know that we can give you the assurance you want, but I don't know of any reason why it would go up 70% again, unless, as Jeff said, we had some huge market spike in prices in downtown Branson. So I don't know of any reason it would. I would move to accept the value of, I'm sorry, is it 100?
103,184.
103,184. Can I make a motion to deny? Would it be a motion to deny 2018-1?
Well, I don't even know that he's asking that it be denied, but however we need to word it, I guess.
Well, are you, okay. If you're not going to change it, then it would be a motion to deny.
Okay.
I will make a motion to deny 110 West Main.
Oh, you know... I'm sorry.
Jeff,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. That was my fault.
BOE number 2018-1?
Yes, BOE number 2018-1.
Second.
Well, maybe we just don't let the guys up in Jeff City tell us what to do.
Well, and we're not, you're getting the same, we haven't voted yet, I guess, but I mean, I'll address that afterwards. You want to vote?
I don't think we're doing what the State Tax Commission did. We're following the state statute. And as you said, your property's worth well more, way, way more than even what we've raised it to today. So technically, we still could raise it up to, I'm guessing,
correct,
at least $300,000.
Yep.
And then we would be more in compliance with state statute than we are today with what we're doing.
I was given that example from Springfield. Now I can give you what I know about the building in Branson, and comparatively, when the latest appraisal on that.
Well, the only reason I'm sharing that with you, it's not that they're doing what the state tax commission is deeming, it's Missouri law.
Yeah, yes. I knew that coming into it. That's why I wrote the way I wrote that.
And we do have a motion on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Sir, I understand none of us in here want anybody to pay more taxes than what they need to pay. And we're here as an all-citizen board to look at that. So, but, you know, in order to change something, we have to have evidence that would tell us that the valuation is less than what it currently is, not a percentage of less than what it currently is. I get it that most other counties, most properties we look at, or a lot of them, are assessed less than what the actual real-world market value is, which we're fortunate to have that because there are a whole lot of other states that it is right on that point. Mm-hmm. So, you know, unless we have that evidence, we can't do anything about it. But we do appreciate you investing in Taney County, and it's still low tax rate considering a lot of other counties.
Yeah, and our motion to deny has nothing to do. It's just the way we have to word it. It has nothing to do with denying you.
Yes.
I mean, you've got a value you like, so. Hopefully, like we said, it's not going to go up a whole lot in the future. So, and as he said, we have no interest in making it go up. I got one of these assessments, too. Mine went up. So.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
145, your next appointment. I
just don't
think he wanted his address going out over the mic. Or values going out over the mic.
What do you mean?
When he started cutting you off, he didn't want his address going out over the mic. So that we're streaming live.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't want the public to know the value for his lot.
Okay, so don't mention the
address.
Address is interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry, I should have said that better. Yeah. Your next one is 145 appointment. He is supposed to be here in person.
So are we not to mention the address over the whole duration?
You're the chairman. I'm just saying that's what I got from him.
Okay.
That's why I cut you off.
I'd say it's hard to address the addresses without saying the address, but unless it's otherwise mentioned to us.
You can always say Red Oak, like the next one's on Red Oak Road, but you don't have to say the number.
Is it on Red Oak or is it on in Frisco Hills?
We're not streaming. We're just recording. We're not streaming.
Oh, there you go. Never mind.
Howdy.
Hi.
Are you Mr. Overton?
No.
We're married, but this was before we were married. That's my old name. It's Jameson now, but Overton is.
Okay.
So, are you here to talk about Red Oak Road?
No.
1924 Frisco Hills?
Yes.
Okay. And tell us your name.
Boydean Overton.
Okay, so you're Mrs. Overton.
Well, I'm Jameson now.
Okay, Mrs. Jameson, you can go ahead and step on up here. So, you came in just at the right time.
How are you doing? Good. How are you?
You can go right there with that mic.
Okay.
This is one of your election judges.
Awesome. Very good. We appreciate you serving. We're addressing BOE number 2018-2. Mrs. Jameson. Mm-hmm. 1824 Frisco Hills.
She's showing an opinion a market value of $131,000 and you purchased it for $115,000 in 2004, is that correct?
But the appraisal was done after that.
If I'm not mistaken, though, isn't the valuation half of that? Isn't our valuation half of that?
No, you've got two numbers. You've got an appraised number and okay. An assessed number. The appraised number is the same as fair market value, true value. The assessed number is 19% in residential property. So
I was just asking for the total appraisal. The appraisal's half of what she's...
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's half of what... Okay.
Now, did you understand that we have it on the tax books for less than half?
Yeah, I understand that. What I'm here, I don't mind my taxes going up. It went up $145 for the year. I mean, a little gradual is better than a whole number. Like $145. I don't mind paying the taxes. It's just all at once you're hit with a lot more money than you have, you know. So that's why I'm here.
But just to be clear, you're not arguing with the assessed value, the amount that they have down there, you're not arguing with that. Unfortunately, we're a little bit limited on what we can do as a board. We can't really, the fact that the percentage went up, and we'll probably all talk to you about this, but the fact that the percentage went up quite a bit, the only thing we're looking at is the value that we have it at now reasonable for the market, and it doesn't sound like you think it is very reasonable because you bought it for twice that. But as far as the percentages go, we as a board can't really, it's because we're catching up in the county, and so that property has benefited for several years of having much lower taxes than it should have had. So, and we tell you the same thing we told the last gentleman, we don't anticipate that they would go up this much again because now they're going to keep on top of it, right, Chuck?
No pressure on
us. Yeah, right.
But the shock.
I've just heard it.
You know, the shock of seeing that it goes up $145 in a year.
We've seen that.
Where am I seeing? Am I looking at the property right here who has the paid amount? And I'm looking at the past years.
Right here is your assessed. Here's your residential total.
Right.
So since 2007, it's been at $45,000. And it hasn't taken an increase till 2015. At 48
minutes. And isn't that the paid amount right over here at the furthest right column?
These are your taxes. This is the taxes that they're paying. The actual tax bill. So, Chuck is showing an estimated cost of $582.22.
I gotcha.
And that's $437.
I gotcha. $582. Yeah, that is... do you have any kind of comparable properties that would make this less than $63,000? Do you have? Is that a stick-built house? Is it a mobile?
A stick-built.
You have to make your decisions on property around you. You do really believe that your house is worth at least $100,000? So there's not really anything they can do if they're going to follow state statute. I realize there's a jump, but if you look back all these years, it hasn't been increased. It should have been increased way back down there in 2007. It should have been increased to at least $115,000 way back then, and Chuck still has even got you up to $63,000. So he really, if you truly look at it, he really has just barely increased you. You're not even up to true value. He's way under the true market value of the house. I know to do good all at once, but he can't take responsibility for things that have been prior to him. He's only trying to get those corrected for today.
Okay. I just want to speak my piece anyway.
See you at the polls,
I won't be in August.
You're not going to work in August?
We'll be gone.
Okay. Going to be on vacation?
Awesome. Going to Texas.
I want to let it go. Do you have any thoughts?
Do you have anything else?
No, that is it.
Thank you for coming in. Sorry we can't do anything.
All right. Well, I tried.
Yep, you give it a whirl.
All right. See you later, guys.
Take care.
Motion to deny.
I will second. Motion on the floor to deny 2018-2. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Is the next one going to be like this too?
Let's see.
No, I think this one is large. This is the boat storage, isn't it?
Yep.
This is a...
I haven't talked
about this. Oh, wow.
They bought it $300 and it's just over $1 million.
Is this the boat storage area at Emerald Point with the dry dock?
They've assessed it on a cost basis, apparently, to replace over $1 million. And these people bought it for $300,000, so they think that...
We've got about 20
minutes to discuss it because you're
teleconferencing. Okay, we're teleconferencing and we have a scheduled.
Huh? We don't have.
You want to look at this?
And the rest of them are all the same person.
Okay.
On Mr. Melton's properties, is there also a different value he thinks that they are, or is it's the same thing, he just doesn't like the increase in percentage?
I can do the rep. I'm pretty sure it's value.
So he thinks they aren't worth what you've assessed them.
Yeah.
Okay, on his property.
Yeah.
Is this the one you were talking to me about check on the rental by month? It's just rent.
Not on Robert necessarily, no.
Mr. Melton's all the rest of them.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's a teleconference as well.
No, he's in person. I don't, well, it says on the next two he's in person, but say it's teleconference.
I'm showing it in person.
Well, the fourth one says teleconference, though, but it's Melton's. It's probably just a typo. I think the only one that's a teleconference is this next one.
Yeah, I'm showing them all in person.
And is it my understanding that there's an attorney with this next one?
Yes. The Wallach Law Firm, Pamela Davis. Let's see. Oh, your agent is actually Jeremy.
Well, can we look at his file, and we may be able to just determine this with some information.
Yeah, if he's presented you some comp or whatever.
I mean, have they provided any other...
Yeah, talk to me.
So they haven't provided any...
All I know is what
appraisals.
They do. There is an appraisal. Let's see what the date is on this. Purchase price, purchase date, 10/13.
Turn the next page, the next page, and the next page.
I mean, they have a settlement sheet of what they closed at. Okay, and. Can't we go off of what it disclosed for?
You mean the appraisal? You can set it at the appraised value. Is that what you're asking?
We could actually do it for what they closed on it for. If that's the actual... If there's no other...
Well, see, and here's a little sheet. And that gives you how they arrived at $330,000. Market period.
Uh-huh.
Market period. Boat storage, and I don't understand that particularly because don't you store boats all year? Yeah. But broker and commercial properties, disposition discount,
a huge discount,
building where they store boats and I don't know that I understand that.
what those discounts are about, because these are from the side discounts.
Put a lot of money into it after
so
purchase.
Can you explain that to me, Jeff?
Well,
you're supposed to, because you're looking at a 60% or either 70% or
105%. I just have to read the whole thing. I don't know.
Well, I mean, on the front, they came up with
just because it's
value so conclusion.
They may have gotten a
and this may have been what they were saying. Disposition value. So at some level, somebody took a...
Well, they do have that.
A discount.
4-7, but they're taking a discount for a shortened marketing period.
I think that they bought it. This was their determination to justify their price to their seller, to the seller, is what I think this was done for. So their request is that they lower this evaluation to what amount?
$300,000, I'm assuming.
If they put it on the front page, that's on the application. Can you pull that application up?
$300,000.
Opinion of market value.
I don't think that's...
And their own appraisal is $330,000.
Their opinion of...
$300,000.
It sounds like they're negotiating. Chuck, do you have any thoughts to the contrary?
Well, the BOE's responsibility, the assessor's responsibility, the state tax commission's responsibility, if I understand it right, is to determine fair market value. That's our whole deal, all of us. So, and many times I will take an appraisal and change the value to that appraisal. Unless I feel like it was a fire sale type of thing or something that says this was bought under fair market value, then I weigh that out. The cost to build was probably even more than what we've appraised it because we use the cost approach. As
sure.
A general rule, our numbers are too low. So because of, the downturn in Emerald Point, I would justify that the values are certainly not what we had it on for, possibly. I did send our field appraisers out a few days ago when I saw it on the agenda, and they looked at it, and that's where the pictures came from. And it appears the business is going normal. So the store, there's a side place there, the way I understand it, it's a store, retail store, stuff in. It's open. So it's an open business. I mean, it's not closed up like possibly could have been the case. But anyhow, how you come up with a number other than their number without an appraisal or, the CBRE, I think, is reputable. But my gut says it's got to be worth more than $300,000.
Yeah. We've got hedgers up right now.
There you go.
Was it even open when they purchased it for that amount?
I don't know.
That looks like a nice building.
I think it's been open. I've sold some pieces out in Emerald Point, and that's part of my selling point, is that facility right there.
Yeah.
Who knows if you took an income approach. So we currently have it, the total appraised value is 1.6, correct?
Yep.
$1,610,456. To me, I can see that as high. So if you take, and what we have here is we have an appraisal. Of course, it's a kind of a tweaked appraisal, but if you just took their top line, is what it says at the top here, it says $470,000. So if we have an appraisal here with the evidence stating that it's $470,000, with any other, would really,
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
Yeah.
They don't really give us in that thing, too, either, how they came up with 470 other than they talked to some brokers.
Is there an income base? I haven't seen this.
There's no, I mean, there's no, it looks like to me it's a marketing-based approach of some sort. It's supposed to be fair market value. Looks like they said they talked to some brokers. Where they come up with this 30% marketing.
My thought is if they, you know, if we have some type of evidence to a point of evaluation.
I'd just be interested in knowing how they came up with that figure out. And on the flip side, I also don't know that we have a lot of evidence of the cost basis either. I mean, I guess I'm trying to figure out how we get to $1.6 million either.
Well, I mean, I can argue the cost basis as a good basis.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just
if the economy of the business is good, that number is a good number, I think. If the business has gone south or surrounding area things going on, then I can see where it's too high.
Well, I think the 300 is too low, but 470?
Well, in other words, you're doing it on a cost approach. They're doing it on a sales comparison approach. Really, this is a that. Business. It seems like to me we should have an income approach.
Exactly. I agree.
But
is this, that the CBRE doesn't have an
there is no income approach on here. I do not see an income approach.
I mean, what's it mean for discount for shortened marketing?
Shorter on the market. It didn't sit on the market, so their hold costs were not there. That's the best I could determine of what that is.
Well, they took a chunk out, so they're...
Yeah, they did.
So they're saying that it didn't sit on the market, I think.
Okay, that makes sense.
So apparently it was a bargain. That well, that's sold so quickly.
Kind of what I'm... Well, I'd like to...
So even there, if you add that back in, you're looking at $641,000.
Yeah, we could certainly just use what we have in front of you, like you said. But.
Well, it's going to be in the tax program. Here? Somewhere in it. Should I be square footed on this one?
Oh, it's up there. Didn't find my papers. I gave them to you. Well, I printed that, buddy.
There's a residence in there, too, apparently.
There's evidently living quarters, yeah.
Worth $100,000. Yep.
The warehouse, 26,000 square feet.
26,000.
Repair shop, 10,000. Yeah, I'm going back to without an income approach, unless possibly it was closed, so they didn't have an income approach. I don't know.
I don't think it's been closed.
Well,
what time is it? How close are we to calling them?
2 o'clock. You got 2 minutes.
Okay.
You can call early, can't you, Donna?
Yeah, you can always try and call early, don't you? Jeff, while you're writing, write down 6027. That's my phone code you're going to have to use.
I'm sorry?
6027. To get out, they're going to have to use
my phone code. Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. We're calling Tom. Rehack.
I've got my paperwork up to future. I think it's
participants survey.
I'm not sure anything,
but I've never seen an appraisal. Yes. Oh, that's what
I think it's an appraisal geared to pull a number of what they're looking for.
Yeah. Each room wallet. That's the number.
Okay, got it.
And when you dial long distance, you're going to need to put in code 2347.
I gave him mine. Not 6027?
Oh, that's fine. 6027 is fine, too. I was giving you my code, too.
I guess.
I don't know about that one.
I'm just looking for the explanation of your board. I came up with a few simple-minded guidelines. Where are the comparisons? What properties are you comparing?
Okay.
To the properties. You probably know yourself.
Previous values.
Well, that's a reasonable figure for that many square footage. We just don't really have a lot of information.
What kind of comps can you get on a dry dock? I mean, how many? I don't even know of any others.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It is lakefront. I mean, the value of that lot is valuable.
Do you have anything that big comparison, Chuck, that you know of?
But Chuck's trying to say that the cost comparison to build that thing, I guess you're going on a commercial real estate footage price.
Yep.
I mean, that's where he's getting his abnormally large figure. He's saying in order to build that thing again, it would cost $1.6 million, but I don't know. I mean, and you're using that based on?
It's a cost program called Honeycutt. That's what all our values come from, unless we get some sales.
But you plug in the square foot price for commercial real estate into that?
Yeah,
we got a land value. There.
What is that square foot price, you know? Just out of your
eye. Oh, okay, right here.
Square foot's $40.87. Granted, it's a tall building.
Yeah, it's for the storage, right?
Yeah, it would be half of that or something, for a normal building.
So you have 26,000 square feet at $40.87.
Yep.
Then you have an additional 10,000 square feet at $27.80.
Yeah.
An additional, is this an additional 34?
No, that's concrete. The last two are concrete. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's feet of concrete.
So why would the 26,000 be that much more than the 10,000?
Because if you look at the pictures, it's a building that's taller.
Oh.
Tall.
Do you want to see the pictures again?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
It'd
be interesting to know what that
is. That's a big building.
Look at the doors on that thing.
To answer Joe's question, we've got some commercial buildings that are not made for boats, and they're way less than that.
But they're probably not, one story, too.
But they're maybe 15 foot high.
Those are like airplane doors.
So
big airplane doors.
Do they have a copy of those numbers that you just talked to us about how that you came up with a 1.6? Do they have a copy of that?
No. They could have, but they didn't call me. Most people call me and they talk about it, and I'll send them that out. They have some
this
of
the
numbers that came out on Beacon that they look at.
We have the options. We got to come back here. We have the option potentially to allow them to skip on and come back. I mean, to table.
Okay, you don't have to vote on it today.
That's an option, I guess.
Yep.
This information, I can email it to them in a heartbeat if they want it.
Well,
and we can let them know what their current evaluation is. What, price per square foot, if there could be maybe another justification on is it on that much square footage, $40 a square foot, or $27 a square foot on the other building,
I'm just wondering if they might not come back with something that we. I mean, it is a huge jump. It's a monster, and we don't have a lot of good information here.
We
got his cost approach, but they're so far apart.
Our jump isn't really that much. 6,000 or 600,000. I beg your pardon. So it is a pretty good jump.
It's 1.6 million.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at one. I didn't have enough zeros in there. Pardon me.
But the value changed back in. Did we change it again this year?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we did change it today.
Changes for 2019.
2018,
it was the same as 2017 and 2016.
Are you saying it was at 1.5 before?
Uh-huh.
Been that way since 2015.
Since 2015.
Okay, so they're the new owners coming in and saying we've been assessing it the wrong way for a long time.
Well, what do you think of, okay, so if in 07, Emerald Point was doing pretty good, I mean, they were selling lots out there for $100,000 each that were worth nothing. And so, and the assessment is 1.3-ish. And...
Yeah. I know they're coming back.
Is it?
Hard to go back that far.
But going back, going down as much as without any type of.
When did they buy this for $300,000? I'm sorry.
Last year.
Well, I guess it'd be interesting to see what they have to say about it. Yeah.
So they really didn't complain for last year's taxes or complaining about the taxes coming up. Is that right?
No, they
can't appeal anything.
Nobody knew about this 2019 number, including me. That just happened today. And how that played out is kind of chuckling to me.
There is a 2019 number?
Yeah.
Right here.
2019 just started today. Didn't have the ability to put that number in today. My field appraiser... Our field appraiser, when he went out and looked at it for me, he reviewed did a reassessment, and he's raised the value.
So in other words, this year it's only 1.5 million.
Yeah.
So I mean, 1.6.
It's been it was almost 1.5 10 years ago. Is that
1.3 10 years ago?
1.3 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's been going up. Or it's been the same for about the last 4 years.
Since 2015, it's been 1.5.
Yeah.
8 years, it was at 1.93.
Okay, so it's going up. It's going up less than 10%, right?
Do I dial 1?
Yeah. You dial 9. 1.
No, then the access code, right? Jeremy Wallach is who we're speaking to.
Here you go.
Jerome
Wallach. Oh, you're right.
The Wallach Law Firm.
Yeah, Jeremy, please.
Jerome,
yes.
Okay, and may I ask his call?
This is Jeff Reynolds with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hold on just a moment, please. I'll transfer you.
Jerome.
How are you?
We are doing well. You are on with the Taney County Board of Equalization with Joe McDowell and David Akers here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. And let me express my appreciation. As much as I love driving to your county, it's very nice not to have to do that. So your accommodation is greatly appreciated.
Yeah, beauty of technology. Well, we are looking here at your assessment and your request to lower the valuation from $1,510,456 to $300,000, and we had some questions for you, Jerome.
Sure.
I'm going to defer to David Akers on the board here.
Well, okay, I have a couple of questions. I guess I'll come over here near the...
You've got a speaker right there by your phone.
Okay. Do I have a speaker? Here's the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
What we're looking at is for the last, let's see, 10 years ago, this thing was at 1.3. It's gone up. The value this year from last year is less than 10%. And we have a market value conclusion that you've given us from CBRE of $470,000. We're just trying to correlate these numbers and why you, I mean, I guess explain to us why you think that it's worth maybe half or a third of what it was 10 years ago. Or at
well,
least, or do you just think?
I don't profess to know what it was 10 years ago. And it may have been that, certainly that was the assessor's opinion of value 10 years ago. And I have no quarrel with that. What I do have is apparently there was, and I'm just surmising this based on the few documents I have, but there was apparently a bank appraisal done in July of 17 that says it has a value, disposition value. And that tells me, the term disposition indicates to me that there's been a repossession or foreclosure or something. I don't know that, but the disposition value by the appraiser, the term tells me that. But at that time, it was appraised at 330, and it sold in October of 17. And we did provide the sale documents and that appraisal, by the way. It sold for $300,000. So you have an appraiser saying 330 in July of 17, and an actual sale. No indication it's anything but an arm's length sale, which I believe it would be, for $300,000. So I believe, notwithstanding any prior values or what the dreams were 10 years ago, after the thing was taken back by a bank, put back on the market, and marketed for what appears to be the best available price,
So, Jerome, if I heard you correctly, you're sharing that you feel that the bank had owned this property.
I don't know that to be a fact. I believe that because of the language. Somebody did an appraisal report.
Yeah, we have that right in front of us. Sure.
Yeah. And they use the term disposition value. That's not a regular term of art among appraisers that I deal with.
Correct.
So I think what that meant is the value you can dump it at, like the black, use kind of street language, but the bank's got this thing on its hands and they want to get rid of it. Convert an underperforming asset to cash, which they apparently tend for $300,000.
You know, and I guess when I'm looking at this two-page appraisal from them, I guess what I'm trying to figure out is where did they come up with the initial value conclusion for $470,000. I guess I'm looking for more information, and I think we were trying to determine, have you seen the figures that were used by the assessor to come up with the value that they came up with, because they used a cost approach? I assume you haven't seen that.
Well, and that may very well be what it would cost to replicate this place. But that's not what it fetched in a market arm's length sale.
Well, and I guess what I'd like to find out is, I mean, did the bank
did it sell on the courthouse steps and the bank just took it back for what they had loaned against it? Or is it, I mean, I don't know who bought it or for a dollar more than was owed against it. I don't know. I mean, I don't have enough information is what I was trying to figure out.
The client bought it. The present, the current owner, the guy that the bill was sent to bought it.
Okay. And do you know if he bought that on the courthouse steps, or is he just buying it from the bank, or?
I don't know if it was a foreclosure sale or not. You have all the documents that I have.
Okay.
So, I deal with what I have and what I know to be true.
Understand.
If it's something I believe by some operation of logic, I tell you that.
No.
So I believe this looks to me like a foreclosure.
Yeah.
And it looks to me like the bank disposed of the property at the best available price.
Right.
Whether that price was a courthouse step sale or whether it was after some holding period, it went from July, the CBRE appraisal in July told the bank what the appraiser thought it was worth. And then it didn't sell until October. So I don't know what accounts for that time span, but it would seem to me it was being marketed during that time.
Jerome, there is, I don't know if you're aware of it, but there is a factor on whether we can use a settlement sheet of a closing price if there was any type of if the property was any kind of distress, so whether it's a foreclosure type scenario. And the issue is, you know, the valuation is, you know, 1.5 million, right? And what you're requesting here, or what your client is requesting, is that it be valued at a fifth of that price when it's never even been close to that. And when we look through the appraisal doesn't give us any basis for why they came up with that number. It doesn't have a cost approach, doesn't have an income approach, doesn't have a comparable approach. We don't know how the valuation how they came up with that evaluation. So it's hard for us to come up with any type of, you know, number on here without having something, you know, maybe a new appraisal with one of those approaches. And part of our mandate of looking at those, we have to have something to be able to go with on there, whether it's an income approach, cost approach, or the comparable approach.
Well,
and we have the option of potentially allowing you to see.
I think the sale of the subject trumps all approaches. If it's an arm's length sale, what do we care what the income was or what the depreciation is or any of those other factors if we're looking for fair market value and the market responds by paying $300,000?
I'm going to pose a question to the assessor. A foreclosure does matter, correct?
In my opinion.
I don't mean for you to ask the question. It's a rhetorical question, but it was just, you know, my position is we got a sale price in a very relevant time period. It doesn't matter what it used to be on the books for. The used Cadillac argument applies. I'll be happy to sell you my used Cadillac for what I paid for it.
Well, I promise you this property is not a used Cadillac. I know right where it is,
I don't have a used Cadillac.
I get it. That's a good analogy. I appreciate that, Jerome. Unfortunately, I think a better move forward would be if you guys reapproached this by having a current appraisal done on the property with some type of basis for that number. Just looking through the appraisal, which is, you know, just a few pages long, where a typical commercial appraisal is going to be a stack. And, you know, I'm going to make them based on that. I'm going to make a motion that we deny this, and would love for you to come back whenever you do have a at least some more thorough appraisal.
We're past the deadline for appeals, but he could take it to the state tax
commission. He could either appeal it to the tax commission, or he could ask us to table it one more meeting while he gets to something. I mean, you have that option, Jerome, if you would like to ask us to table this. We've got another meeting.
And I genuinely appreciate that. I think
if you'd like to take it to the tax commission, though, you certainly can.
If we're going, one, I'm very concerned always about the procedural time limits. So if you rule today, I have 30 days to appeal this thing. If you,
I think you can go just.
If you table it, that's not a ruling, and it gives me some time. But I'm not sure that it's time well spent. I mean, I think perhaps if we're going to do the appraisal report, we may as well submit it to the state tax commission and get their ruling and just go on.
And we understand we're certainly not the experts that they are, and if you feel like you would like to do that, we can.
Well, I think it might be the clearest way to do it. You know, this in no way, I've been at this too long and I'm too scarred up to get angry about anything. You guys are doing your job. And so there's no complaint in this. But it may be the cleanest way is to simply deny it. Then we have a firm date we're working against. And we pursue it to the State Tax Commission.
Okay.
You know, in the meantime, that gives me more time to focus on who I'm going to find for an appraiser, who the appraiser is going to be, what that appraisal is going to look like. And I think our time is better spent, quite frankly, if you want to reduce it, fine. I mean, but it sounds to me like you're not inclined to, based on what's before you. That's your prerogative. Rule it. And then I can then get my appeal filed, and my God, the State Tax Commission runs behind the curve. So we have plenty of time, and there's always time in that process to settle. We resolve a lot of cases after it's filed with the State Tax Commission. It doesn't end the dialogue with the county. We still go back with the counties and talk and try to get it resolved. In fact, the commission really pushes us to do that. So,
I'm sure Chuck will share his information with you that he's used. So, Mr. Chairman, based on that, I'll second the motion.
All right, we have a motion to deny on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Jerome, it's been a pleasure talking to you. You will receive a letter from the State Tax Commission, or from us.
From us,
yeah.
About the State Tax Commission.
We will get a letter from you.
Yeah, exactly.
The date of that letter is the date we work from. So, good enough.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your time, and I appreciate the way we've gone about this.
Yep, thank you so much, Jerome. I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a great one. All right, bye.
Wesley, do we have 2 or 3 days to respond?
Yeah. My only question is, maybe I'm looking at this from
legal standpoint,
but if he appeals this decision, isn't he limited to what evidence he already presented?
No.
So he can go get a new assessment.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
In fact, they're going to ignore anything that's informal. You have to have a formal proof. You can't just go say...
Well,
like
no, I mean,
this stuff he's got
if I have a trial and I didn't put my appraisal on, I can't. I'm out of luck at appeal, so I just didn't know on the tax commission.
And they have thrown appraisals out before because they felt like the appraisals were not
what
too bad.
What he said, yeah. It was a fire sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it himself.
And that's what, you know, that, I bought a pickup years ago from a bank, and I got a bargain off of it.
Yeah.
You know? Well, the kind of real deal.
What that is the banks have somebody go by. They did this when I think I redid a loan on my rental property. But they just have somebody that goes by and does a drive-by appraisal, basically, is what they call it, just to make sure that it's not dilapidated.
Well, and banks will even take
it. And the banks are just looking for what covers.
Yeah, covers, or maybe take a loss if they can just get it off their books.
Yeah, I've never seen a two-page appraisal in my life.
Yeah, I saw the CBRE, and I've seen their appraisals, and like you said earlier, that's a stack of paper.
there may be
that
stack somewhere, but it's not with us.
And all three methods cost comparables.
I mean, he may very well, whatever the bank has may be, I guess it's possible to tell, but I mean, we certainly don't have that in front of us, so.
Be interested to know, and he probably didn't know whether the business had been closed. You know, if the business was closed, then that means something. But.
Your person's not here, but can we take our recess?
Yeah, let's take how many minutes?
5, 6.
We've got
to be back here at 2:30.
No.
Well, your person's supposed to be here at 2:15. He's late.
Oh, 5-minute recess.
Two.